Now, I've been excited for my next guest to come into the studio because I love her music, I love her voice, and you're going to love her too. It is Priscilla Bailey, who is a singer-songwriter, gospel soul artist. So, very good afternoon. Good morning, rather. We're still in the morning, aren't we?
We are, yes. Good morning. I even said the same as you there, Michelle.
Now, you're going to be singing live for us in the studio, so thanks for doing that. First of all, when did you discover your singing voice?
Gosh, very young actually, but to be fair, it was more my grandmother that was the influence. So I was probably very, very small, say four or five, and she used to kind of teach me hymns at church. She was a very staunch Christian woman, and so I was learning from very young how to use my voice and singing in front of audiences and things like that. As I became a teenager, I became a little bit more self-conscious and shy, so I didn't really sing as much, and then later on I developed this interest in singing again, and yeah, it's just gone from, you know, strength to strength.
And we can hear that when you came in, I thought, because you're based in Southend at the moment.
I am,
but you're,
yes,
originally where from?
Birmingham.
Yeah. And so people up in Birmingham say you've got a Cockney accent now, do they?
Well,
or
no.
London, Estuary accent.
Yeah. They seem to think now that I've got a little bit of an Essex twang.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, your first EP was released in 2016, and it was called I Believe in Love.
Yeah.
And then you did a full album in 2018 with Walking in the Light. So tell us about how that all came together and who you work with.
Okay. I was in I was singing in groups and trios and things like that, but always had an interest in writing my own music. And so at home I used to just sit and write words to songs and have my little recorder, if you remember cassettes, so I was always recording my voice and these little melodies and things like that. And I was talking to a friend, a member of the choir that I was part of, and she has a studio at her home, and she invited me along, and she said, oh, we'll put down one of your songs and see how it goes. So it kind of just went from there. That was about 2014. We did one song, and then I enjoyed it so much I thought, well, why not put something together? And that's where the EP came in. And so with I Believe in Love EP, it was just generally talking about my journey as a Christian lady, my faith in God, and just how happy and joyous that I feel, and you know, just, yeah, it was just really about sharing those experiences that I've been having. And so from there, Walking in the Light was another extension of that. And so a lot of the songs, to be fair, if you listen to the music, is very soulful, some elements of jazz, very up-tempo, mid to up-tempo, I'd say. But it's just really, it's just a reflection of the joy that I feel.
And beautiful harmonies as well. Yeah. So because you're saying you have sung with choirs, because not everybody who's a lead singer can always do backing vocals. I think actually backing vocals are more difficult to do than actually singing something lead, because you're not singing the same thing as the lead line, so it is quite,
yeah,
it's quite difficult.
Yeah,
to do.
You're right. It's a weird one, because I seem to have developed a love for harmonies very early on, and when I was in a choir, for some reason, because my voice was always, I think it was a great training ground, to be honest, for singing. And so as time progressed, my voice was just getting stronger and stronger, so I was able to do like mid harmonies and then lower harmonies and high harmonies, and you know, I was all over there. So, and it was really good to start putting that into my music. But you're right, even now sometimes I doubt myself of my own kind of abilities when I'm singing lead. I think, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it can be a little bit more difficult.
And who, growing up, was your sort of vocal inspiration? What singers did you look up to?
From very young, I loved any singers from like the Motown era. Dinah Ross was one of my favourites.
Still going strong.
Yeah, she's still. She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the kind of influences from the 80s, like Janet Jackson and her brother Michael Jackson, of course, and then later on into the 90s, it's like Mary J. Blige and people like that.
Mm. Now, I was going to ask you, and I've asked quite a few musicians this, and because you've got your faith as well, do you ever feel when you're writing, because I've got people of non-faith that say this as well, that sometimes when you write your own original material, it's like, where did that come from? That seemed to come through me from somewhere else onto the page rather than from yourself. So does that ever happen with some of the songs? You feel like it's been given to you?
Yeah. I think Walking the Light was one. We'll obviously talk about how I write in a bit. But it seemed to be... I was just standing at a bus stop, basically waiting for my bus to go home from work. And I just was hearing this melody and I thought, oh, I've got to record this kind of thing. I've been trying to work alongside a gentleman called Tony Young Beats, who did most of my production. And he produces a lot of beats and things. And I remember this kind of jazzy beat. And I thought, oh, I still can't write any verses to this. And suddenly just the words started to come to me as I was standing at this bus stop. So, yes, I have had this experience. I've had it a couple of times, actually. And when it happens, it's phenomenal, because I think... at that stage, I'd had a little bit of writer's block as well. Mm. So it was just like, wow, you know. So, yeah, I've had that experience. And it's delightful when that happens. It can come out of nowhere, basically. Yeah. But there are songs that I've written about my own experiences, which I'll, talk about later. But it's, yeah. It does happen.
So songwriting, are you somebody who was saying that years ago you might have used a cassette? What do you do now? Do you actually write lyrics down as soon as they come and then you maybe have a beat going and then you sing over it? Or does it work differently every time?
Yeah, it's two different ways for me. So sometimes if I just want to get the juices flowing, I haven't like written in a while, I'll kind of listen to some kind of instrumentals on YouTube, for example, just pick out a few kind of hip-hop or jazzy kind of... and just go along with it. So I'll kind of like freestyle and then I'll record myself and then I'll pick out which bits were great with that and try and build a song that way. But I always try and find a hook first and then I'll think of what theme I'm coming up with and then write around that. Or the other way is... sometimes I'll just get a melody in my head and I'll just hum along and I'll record that and then later on write the words to that.
Now, we've got a live performance coming up. So tell us about the track that you're going to do and what is it from the EP or from the album or is it a standalone?
Oh, right. This is standalone. I actually wrote two singles and released them last year. So one was called I Love You and this one, Lift Your Hands Up. These aren't on the album or the EP. Lift Your Hands Up is basically, it was written around the time of the pandemic and I'd been going through a lot because I work as in healthcare and I remember just feeling really overwhelmed and it was kind of like, oh, you know, what can I do in these situations? Should I quit? Should I keep going? I don't know. Didn't have much energy. And I just remember just writing these words down and I started to think, okay, I'm just going to give it to God and give all my worries and all my stresses and woes and everything to him. So this is where Lift Your Hands Up came in.